兄姊妹好
，Greetings, brothers and sisters.
往前面来，前面还有位置。
Plenty of space up front.
对对对。过去两天，我们有三个教会一起联合在我们这里有布道会。
And so in the past few days, we have three churches joined together. We have a joint gospel meeting.
有些弟兄姊妹来参加，我们可以看见，神用我们的讲员释放了福音在许多的人里面。
And we have brothers and sisters who joined us during these gospel meetings, and we could see how God's words were released through the speakers to the people who came.
他不但拯救了许多慕道的朋友。
And only did these words save a lot of people, a lot of seekers who came to the meeting.
也鼓励了许多弟兄姊妹，让我们看见，当我们愿意来为主传福音的时候。
And also encourage a lot of brothers and sisters so that we can see that when we have this heart to want to share God's words.
神怎么样用我们软弱的人来为他做见证。
And how he used those who are weak to be a testimony for him.
范大林弟兄他是一个很好的一个榜样。
Brother Fan is a great example of this.
他已经几岁了？74了。
He's 74 years old now.
仍然奔波到处为主做传福音的见证。
And he still goes all over the different places, travel to different places to give testimony for the Lord.
我也鼓励我们弟兄姊妹报名参加西岸特会。
And I also encourage brothers and sisters.
你们还要看一个神迹，有一个100岁的老弟兄。
You will also see,
他照样继续为主做见证。
You'll also see another miracle, and that is you'll see a brother who's 100 years old and he's still working and giving testimony for the Lord.
对，想想看，我们自己年龄，我们觉得哦，我现在70了、80了、90了。比起100岁，我们还都是小老弟。
And you can think regarding yourselves compared to him, we're still young, regardless of your age.
对，所以我鼓励你们赶快报名，因为现在照我手上的资料，这个 PLU 就是在 Tacoma 这个大学。
So I highly encourage everyone to hurry up and sign up while you still can, because according to the data I have in my hands regarding Pacific Lutheran University,
他们只能接受1500名的报名人。
Because of space reasons, they can only accept 1500 participants.
你知道现在报名已经多少名了吗
？Do you know how many people already signed up already?
1400出头。
So we just have a little bit over 1,400 people signed up.
剩下来没有几个名额了。
So the spaces are limited.
你不要说，哎呀，已经慢慢再说了，到了再说吧。
And don't think that I can wait until then.
不能等了，赶快报名。
You can't wait to suggest you to sign up.
在网上就可以报名。
Early. So you can sign up online.
你如果需要那个密码的话，你找敏雄弟兄要。
And if you need the password, you can find our brother 敏雄。
对，你如果需要报。帮助的话，你找这些已经报名的，他们已经会了，教你。
And if you need help, just ask anybody who has already signed up because they went through the process so they can help you.
听见没有
？Have you heard?
啊，听见没有
？Have you heard this?
听见了，要赶快行动。
So if you heard this, act.
好，今天我要继续讲这个第七封信，在启示录里面。
So I will continue to share about the seventh letter in the book of Revelation.
请我们打开启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations.
这封信今天是第三次讲，因为太丰富了。
So this letter, this is the third time we share about this letter because it's so rich.
我们还是要把它读一次。
So we will read through it again.
请你打开第三章第十四节。
Please turn to chapter 3, verse 14.
我们念完这一章。
And we'll finish reading this chapter.
我们要轮流，我跟我弟兄，我念中文，他念下一节英文，我们轮流把这一段圣经念完。
We'll alternate reading from Chinese to English, and we'll finish reading this entire letter.
三章十四节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot.
你既如温水。也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Because you say I am rich and have become wealthy and am need of nothing, and you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你的赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药， 擦你的眼睛, 使你能看见。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
看到, 我站在门外叩门, 若有听见我声音就开门的, 我要进到他那里去, 我与他, 他与我, 一同坐席。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sat down with my Father on his throne.
圣灵, 像众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的, 都应当听。 我刚刚说这篇信息是整个启示录里面耶稣写给他自己地上的教会的七封书信。
So just as I was sharing, this message we just read is the one of the seventh letter that our Lord Jesus wrote for his church on earth.
那么我们知道这本书的开头说得很清楚，启示录是讲什么？
So as we shared before, in the beginning of this book, it's really they made it very clear what the book of Revelation is about.
这是神最后的一段启示给他的教会，给他的神的儿女。
So it's about the last revelation that God had given to His children.
他说。 乃是为着神的道与耶稣基督的见证在第一章。
And in the very first chapter, it says, because for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
那么这个见证是关乎神整个的旨意，从耶稣升天之后。
So this testimony about the entire plan of God from the point when Jesus was ascended to heaven.
然后一直到他回来第二次,
until the day he returns the second time.
然后带到他永世里头去,
and then into eternity.
整个的计划在这一卷书里头整个向他的教会打开,
and this whole entire plan has been revealed to the churches in this book.
这是耶稣的见证,
and this is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
讲到神在人的身上 要得着的,
and it talked about what God wishes to receive from man.
那么这个事情是神的儿子要做成的, 这是他的使命。
And so these are things that the Son of God will complete. This is his destiny.
但是你要注意一件事,
but you need to pay attention to this.
从一面来讲, 神的工作是神自己来做的。
On one hand, yes, indeed, the work of God will be completed by God Himself.
创世纪第一章你就看见了,
and you can see this from the book of Genesis, chapter 1.
第一句话, 起初神创造天地,
and in the very first sentence is God created the world.
所以你就知道一切的工作是神开始的。
And so from this, you know that everything started with God.
那到了启示录, 你又看见他神不但创造了天地, 现在到了这个末后的时代, 他要把我们带进那个最后的新耶路撒冷。
And in the book of Revelation, you can see this, not only did he create the earth and heavens, but also he shall bring us into the new Jerusalem.
不但他在那里做工,
so not only is he the one who's doing work,
他要告诉我们,
but he also tells us this,
他所创造的人,
the man whom he created,
虽然堕落了,
and even though he has fallen,
虽然掉到撒旦魔鬼的圈套里去了,
even though man have fallen into the traps of Satan,
他要把我们从撒旦的权下拯救出来,
he shall save us from under the bind of Satan.
然后呢,
and then,
还用我们这一群被他拯救的人,
using us who were saved by him,
跟他一起合作,
to work with him together,
然后,
and bring us into eternity.
那这个意思是什么?
But what does that mean?
就这一个工作,
it means that this work
是神自己要做的,
it is indeed that something that God himself will do.
但是,
however,
你我, 在他的这个旨意, 在他的工作里面, 有份没有?
You and I, do we have a part in his will?
有没有份?
Do we have a part?
有份的,
of course we do.
你我跟他这个旨意是要配合起来的。
You and I will work together with him in his will.
这是在这个时代跟旧约的时候有这么一个不同的点。
So this is the difference between this current generation, this has the New Testament versus the Old Testament.
以前我们的神是独行其事的神。
Before, God works alone. He works by himself.
他说有就有，他命立。 就立。
He commanded and things happen.
一切用他的话通通做好了。
And everything comes through his words.
但是自从他造了人以后，
But ever since he created man,
他在人的身上就有一个要求了。
He had this requirement for man.
就是他所救赎的人要跟他有生命的关系，然后一起来完成他神后面要做的事情。
And I say, command to have all the people who are saved to have this, this relationship with him in life. And so together, they will work together for the plan of in the eternity.
为着这个旨意，他就要写七封信来提醒他的教会。
And for this commandment, he wrote the seven letters to remind his churches.
所以这七封信是有非常重要的心，神的心意在里头的。
And so these seven letters contain God's very important commands and wills inside.
那这第七封信呢？
And so these seven letters,
看起来是没有错，写给老底家的教会。
Indeed, it seems to be written to the church in Laodicea.
但是在预表上来说
But what it represents,
因为启示录不单单有对当时在第一世纪那个时候的意义存在
Because the book of Revelation not only does it hold a meaning for the church at the time, on earth at the time,
在第一世纪
in the first century,
因为这封信写出来的时候是90年代的时候
Because these letters were written in 90 AD, so that's the first century.
那么现在我们来到二十一世纪了。
Now we're in the 21st century.
那么这本书对今天的我们有没有现实的意义呢？
Does this book hold any meaning to us?
你们认为如何？
What do you think?
啊，当然有了。
Of course it does.
因为这个启示录它也是一个预言。
Because the book of Revelation is also a prophecy.
所以这本书它有两方面的意义，一个是当时的意义，一个是预言性的意义，讲到将来。
So these books have two meanings. One meaning is towards at the time when this book was written, but then also it's prophesizing the future.
所以我有一个感觉。
So it is my feeling that
第七封信
in the seventh letter,
最后一封信
the very last letter,
一定跟最后的教会有关系。
It has to do a lot with the last church on earth.
对吧？
That's true.
当然每一封信每一个教会都有它的特点。
Of course, every letter, every church had their particularities.
所以主对七个不同的教会讲了七段不同的话。
And that's why the Lord has seven different messages for the seven different churches.
但是如果我们从预言的角度来看的话，这个教会的情形大概就是主耶稣回来之前地上教会的共同现象。
But from the aspect, if we view this as a prophecy, then I believe that the seventh letter described probably the condition of the church before the Lord returns.
那这个教会它的特色是什么呢？
And what is so particular about this church?
发了财。
They're wealthy. They have a lot of money.
一样都不缺。
And they think they're lacking in nothing.
对吧？所以这是一个物质极大成、非常发达的时代。
So this is a time full of these physical
material
wealth.
啊，所以从物质的角度，这个时代是一个非常丰富的一个时代。
From the material aspect of things, this is a time full of abundance.
圣经的字叫做一样都。不缺
and so the Bible describes that they lack in nothing,
对不对？所以这是很有物质的这个丰富。
So this is a time full of material goods.
今天这个时代不是这样吗？
This is the same as our current time right now.
对不对？今天这个时代，我们的的确确什么都有啊。
So indeed, in our time, we are full of everything. We have everything.
但是
，however，
他却不知道的一个情形是最可怕的。
But what they do not know is the one that should be feared the most.
这个不知道的情形要杀掉你。
And this can kill you.
对不对？我说过，你知道你有病，那你还有救。你根本就不知道你有病，你觉得能很好，但是你已经 cancer 第四期、第五期了。
And as I mentioned before, if you know that you're coming down with some sort of sickness, you're still fine, you still have a chance. But then if you don't know, and you thought you're feeling good, but then in fact you may have fourth or fifth stage cancer.
所以他说你们的情形这个对这个教会说你们是瞎眼的可怜的赤身的 贫穷的。
And so that's why the Lord says that, that they are poor and wretched and naked and blind.
And blind. 所以这是他们自己不知道的。
So they themselves don't know about this.
所以这个是这个教会的特色。
And so that is what's particular about this.
那上个礼拜我给你们讲，两个礼拜前我给你们讲过了这个主给他们开的药方，三个药方，对吧
？And so 2 weeks ago I showed you that the Lord had 3 prescriptions for this church.
你们要买三样东西。
And He told them that you shall buy 3 things.
第一，买火炼的金。
And that is to first to buy gold refined by fire.
这是信心经过火的试验。
And that means that your faith has been tested.By fire.
啊，我们不要怕困难。
So do not be worried about
神借着环境像火一样来考验我们的信心。
And do not be worried about the problems that are going around you because the Lord uses these things to test our faith.
每个人环境都不一样。
And everyone's circumstances are different.
有个人的问题，有家庭的问题，有教会的问题，有社会的问题，有甚至整个世界都在一个火水深火热的当中。
You may have personal problems at family, maybe problems at church, or even the entire country. The whole entire world seems to be in turmoil right now.
那么这个火焰，火的试验，就是考验每一个在这个时代中基督徒的什么信心。
And so this test of fire is to test the faith of every Christian.
好，第二个买什么
？And secondly, he advised them to buy what?
买白衣穿上。
To purchase white garments to put on.
那我指出来了，这个《使徒行》不，《启示录》十九章说到，我们基督徒有第二件衣服要准备的。
And so, as I mentioned before, in Acts chapter 19, that as Christians we need to prepare a second set of robes.
基督徒一定有第一件衣服。
So all Christians have this, the very first robe that every one of us have.
第一件衣服是什么
？And what is that?
啊？那件义袍，对不对
？And that's the robe of righteousness.
浪子回家，爸爸给他的一件义袍，免费的，但是是上好的袍子。
It's this robe that the father gave to the prodigal son when he returned. So this is the best robe,
对吧？那是我们每一个人信主的时候，主把那个耶稣基督的义加给我们了。
So this is the robe of righteousness that every one of us receive when we become a believer.
那个义叫做因信。
So、it's called justification by faith.
但是第二件衣服呢
？But however, the second robe
在十九章告诉我们，那是圣徒所行的义。
And chapter 19 tells us that a robe is the acts of the saints.
所以这个地方就是那一件细麻衣，你要见主的时候，你必须要有的。
And so that second robe is that made of fine linen is a requirement by the time when you go and see Jesus.
否则的话，你跟那个婚礼是没有份的。
Otherwise, you have no part with that wedding.
所以这个叫做买白衣。
And that's what it means to purchase white garment.
第三，你要买眼药。
And third is to buy eye salve.
那么眼药，那在这个地方，他们都是做眼药的，对不对？ Yes. 这个城市里的一个很大的企业。
And so. Eye salve is a major industry in that particular city.
但是他们做的眼药只是医肉身的眼睛。
But the eye salve that they make only cures the physical eyes.
当主耶稣说你们是瞎眼的，不是指着外面的眼睛说的。
So when
Lord, 里面眼睛说的。
So when Lord Jesus said that they are blind, he's not talking about their physical eyes, but rather their eyes in their hearts.
所以说你们要买眼药，这个眼药就不是你到药店买的眼药是什么？
So when he say that you need to buy eye salve, he's not talking about the ones that you could buy from a drugstore.
是神的话。
It's rather the word of God.
耶稣吐唾沫在地上，把那个泥跟那个他的唾沫调在一起之后，涂在那个人的眼睛上，不是吗？
So there's this story we shared last time that how he, Lord Jesus spat on the ground and mixed mud. Well, with the spit, and then put it onto the person who is blind.
然后叫他去洗，去希罗亚池子洗，洗完就看见。
And he commanded him to go to the pool to wash, and as soon as he finished washing, he's able to see. His physical eyes able to see.
那什么叫做出代价呢？什么叫做买呢
？What does it mean to pay the price? What does it mean to purchase to buy?
神的话怎么讲
And that it means that whatever the words are from God,
你懂或者你觉得没有道理，懂也好，不懂也好，有道理也好，没有道理也好，你就照着去行。
And whether you understood it or not, whether you think it's logical or not, you still go and do it.
听得懂吗？
You understand this?
在旷野的时候，有一次他们被蛇咬，那犹太人。
In the wilderness, the Israelites, at one point, they, people were bitten by a snake.
那是毒蛇啊，要死了。
These were poisonous snake.
那他们就看到要死了就担心了，赶快到摩西说，赶快向神祷告，我们要死了。
So, and so when these people were bitten and they know that they're doomed, they hurry to Moses and plead to him to pray to God. So please ask God to help us because we're about to die. So how did God save them?
啊，摩西啊，你去找一个铜蛇。
And so God commanded Moses go and find this snake serpent made of bronze.
然后拿个杆子把它举起来，举得高高的。
And then put this bronze snake on this tall pole and then lift it high.
然后对犹太人说。
And then command tell the Israelites to,
凡是自己被神知道自己被要咬了要死了，把你的头怎么样，抬起来仰望那个铜蛇。
And tell them that all those who are bitten by snake and know that you are about to die, lift up your head and look upon the bronze snake.
他就被活了。
And then they are saved.
你们猜那天谁死了？
Guess who died on that day?
啊，
guess.
所有他们中间的知识分子全死了。
All those people who are educated among them all died, all perished that day.
你知道为什么吗？
You know why?
不信啊？为什么不信？知识分子为什么不信？
Because they didn't believe it. Why is it that the educated ones wouldn't believe?
哪里有这么笨的方法？
And because they were thinking, this is the stupidest thing I ever heard.
哈？什么抬头仰望，被蛇咬了就会好啊？
What kind of nonsense is this that when you're bitten by a poisonous snake, that all you have to do is look upon a bronze snake?
那天脑袋没有那么好使的人，只要说神啊，你只要说这么说，我就抬头仰望，就是大不了还是一死嘛。但是活了怎么办？
But then on that day, those people who might not be as educated, to them they figure, well, I got nothing to lose. So I just because God commanded me to look upon a snake, I might as well because I got nothing to lose. So,
对不对？所以你只要照着神的话去做，懂也好，不懂也好，反正做了再说嘛。
So all you have to do is just do what God commanded you to do, whether you understand it or not, whether it makes sense or not, just do it first.
这叫做顺服。
That is meaning of obedience.
这叫做出代价买眼用。
And that is meaning of paying the price to buy the eyesight.
当你在问神为什么的时候，就表示你比他还聪明。
Whenever you ask God why, it means that you think you're smarter than God.
神啊，你笨死了。
And because you're thinking, God, you are just so dumb.
对不对？所以你不信。
And that's why you don't believe.
不信是一个恶心。
Not believing is a
恶心。He's an evil doer.
It's an
evil heart.
Evil heart. It's because you have evil in your heart.
对，我们总是觉得神你说的话，我不相信。
Because we always have the feeling that God, whatever you say, I don't believe it.
你的脑袋就这么大，在这里。
Our brain is but this size.
上帝是无限大。
Our God is boundless.
你这个像小蚂蚁的脑袋，居然对这个伟大的神说，哎，你的话我不信。
And men like us who are just like a small size of an ant say to our God, the creator of the universe, hey, I don't believe you.
你不是大，到底谁笨？
So who is the more stupid one?
所以这个教会，
So this church,
在物质的世界来讲是 well to do, 是做得很好的一些人， so, 对不对？他们是实在是很殷勤很努力的一群人。
So from a material aspect, they are very well to do. They work hard and they have lots of material wealth.
我说了，这个教会财大就怎么样，气粗，对神也是气粗的。
And as I said that before, that this church, because they're so full of material wealth, so whatever they say also is very prideful, and same, they are the same way to God.
这就是这个时代的特点。
And that is the special characteristic of this time.
好，那我今天要来到我们的主题了。
And so now let's start off a main theme from
19到21。
From verse
22。
From verse 19 to 22。
今天这一段他讲什么？
And so in these passages, he said,
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备他，管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
好，那么就神就告诉我们，我是爱教会，为教会舍命的，对吗？
And so the Lord tells us that I love the church, and that's why I sacrifice my life.
所以神就责备我们。
And so he reproved us.
他指出我们的错来。
And he pointed out where we went wrong.
那今天我们在神的面前的态度只有两个选择。
And so today our attitude to God, we have only two choices.
现在是hay fever, 所以我在那边感动的要死。
Suffering from hay fevers.
我责备。
So he said, I reprove.
那么我们听见有感觉的人，我们就要悔改。
And so those who hear this, and if you have this feeling, you shall repent.
什么叫对这个教会来讲，什么叫做悔改呢？
And to this church, what does it mean to repent?
两件事。
Two things.
第一，发热心。
First of, is be zealous.
对不对？这个教会的问题是什么？温吞水。
And because the special characteristic of this particular church is that they're lukewarm.
什么叫温吞水呢？也不冷。
What does it mean to be lukewarm? It
也不烫。
They're not cold nor hot.
你要么干脆不来聚会，那就冷到底了。
So you might as well just don't come to church at all, because then you're cold.
但他们都来的。
But they all come.
你在教会里面都看到这些基督徒都来祷告，都来感恩神的。
And in church, you can see all these Christians there, they're praying and they're giving thanks to God.
怎么样？
Okay, so there's a VW. Oh, okay, wait. Okay. Well, the car alarm went off.
那么，所以，神在这里说你要发热心。
And so that's why God says here that you need to be zealous.
我不知道这两天你看见我们的范长老在讲道的时候，你有没有觉得这个人很弱？
So I don't know, for the past 2 days, if you've seen our brother Fan, when he was giving messages, do you feel like he's really hot? Or he's zealous? He's very, very zealous, very sensitive. Zealousness.
70岁老人家了。
And he's 74 years old.
你看不出那个老气。
You don't feel his age.
他仍然像个年轻人一样，带着一个热忱，在那里为主的福音传福音。
He's standing there preaching the gospel with the zealousness of a young person.
今天大部分人都是冷冰冰的。
Today a lot of people are just very cold.
你说他冷吗？也有一点热度，起码他还在这里。
You say he's cold. It's not quite completely cold because at least he's here.
对不对？但你说他热吗？他又热不起来，反正就是
半
吊子，不上不下。
You say he's very zealous, but not quite. He's just right in the middle.
就这里面没有火。
So because they don't have this fire.
今天我们的问题就里面没有火。
Today our problem is that we don't have this fire inside of us.
如果里面着火的话，那这个反应就不一样了。
And if your heart caught on fire, your response would be different.
所以主对他的教会要悔改，就是把火，把那个圣灵的火活出来。
And so that's why the Lord commanded His church to repent, is to live out that fire.
五旬节的时候，什么事情发生？圣灵降临。
And on Pentecost, what happened is that the Holy Spirit had descended.
那圣经特别描述一句，他们什么叫做圣灵降临在他们身上呢？
And so the Bible especially went into detail to describe what does it mean to be the Holy Spirit to come down.
有一句话。
And there's this one sentence.
有舌头是火焰在他们的身上头上。
And the flame.
勇敢地为耶稣做见证，死活都不管了。
Everyone stood up and gave testimony for Jesus bravely and not regarding their lives.
所以你看到那个火从耶路撒冷就开始往外传，往外走，有没有？
And from that you can see the fire start to spread out from Jerusalem.
在那短短的40年里头，福音就从耶路撒冷一直传到当时的地极了。
And so in those short 40 years, the gospel spread from Jerusalem all the way to the known world at the time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那是第一世纪的见证。
That is the testimony of the first century.
今天21世纪了。
So today in the 21st century,
如果我们都相信主就要回来了。
If we all believe that God, our Lord will return soon,
我们有那个火吗？
Do we have that zealousness?
只有你自己可以回答。
Only you can respond
to that question. 但别人也可以知道，有火没有火，一看就看出来了。
Of course, other people could tell as well. So they easily can tell whether you have fire or not.
好，这是他说你要发热心。
And so then he said, you need to be zealous.
这是悔改的第一个现象。
So this is the first sign of repentance.
第二个现象。
The second sign.
二十节。
Verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我，一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me.
这是最稀奇，我觉得这封信最稀奇的一句话就是这句话。
I think this is the most amazing passage out of this whole entire book is right here.
对基督徒来讲，当我们聚会的时候
，For Christians as we gather together,
我们都相信一节圣经。
We all believe this one particular passage in the Bible.
啊，有一节圣经我们每次聚会都会引用的。
And we quote from this passage every time we gather.
主席上台总会说，下面我们是奉主耶稣的名聚会。
And whenever the speaker comes on to the podium, we always said, we gather in the name of our Lord Jesus.
那我们就在那边祷告，对不对？我们在唱诗。
And so we start to pray and we start to sing songs.
我们都深深地相信什么事情发生。
We all deeply and truly believe what?
谁在我们中间？
Who is among us?
啊？主耶稣在我们中间。
We all believe that our Lord Jesus is among us.
对吗？
Is it true?
哦。对不对？
Is it true?
不然我们在这里干什么？神经病。
Otherwise, what are we doing? We're just a bunch of crazy people.
但是这个信里面却说。
But however, this letter says,
耶稣在不在他们中间？
Is Lord Jesus among them?
啊？
Is he among them?
为什么你摇头？
Why do you shake your heads?
主说他在哪里？
The Lord says,
在门外。
Where is he? The Lord says he is outside the door.
而这些人知道吗？
And do these people know it?
啊？
Do they know it?
知道不知道？
They don't know it.
所以这是最奇怪的事情。
So this is the strangest thing.
也就告诉我们。
So this tells us.
温吞水煮青蛙果然是这样的。
So truly you indeed can cook a slow cook a frog in lukewarm water.
这些青蛙都已经昏过去了。
These frogs are all dazed. They're unconscious.
没有感觉的。
They have no feelings anymore.
Okay, feel good.
Instead, in fact, they feel great.
主在哪里？他们认为主当然在我们中间。
Of course, they thought that God is among them, that the Lord is among them.
那是理论值。
So this is just philosophical talking.
No, in theory.
This is just in theory.
对，不是 philosophical， 这是 in theory。
It's in theory that they think that
理论上两三个人奉我的名聚集，耶稣必在他们中间，这是理论上正确的。
In theory, it is indeed that whenever there's two or three or more people gathering in the Lord Jesus' name, that he is with them. Indeed, that's true in theory.
但是主偏偏不是一个公式，就是你如果 A 加 B 一定有 C， 这不一定。
However, God is not a formula where you A plus B you have to get C.
他必须要注意一件事，什么叫做？奉我的名聚集。
They have to pay attention to this. What it means to be gathering in His name.
不是一个口号的问题。
It's not just a sign. It's just not.
不是主席在这里宣告，哦，下面我们是奉主耶稣的名聚集了，所以下面事情就自然成功了。
It's not that the leader here says, "Oh, we're gathering now. We're starting to gather now in the name of Lord Jesus, and everything's fine, and everything starts."
那是非常公式化的东西。我们的神不在公式的里面。
And that's too formulaic, and that's not how our Lord works.
好了，他现在说
，And now he said,
我在门外
，I'm outside the door.
干嘛呢
？Doing what? I'm knocking.
听见没有
？Can you hear this?
听见没有
？Can you hear this?
你从这个下面读下去
，If you keep on reading.
你会发现
，and you discover that
有人听见
，some heard the knocking，
有人就没有听见
，but yet there are others who did not hear。
你怎么知道呢
？and how can you tell？
很简单
，very easy。 他说 ，because he said，
听见的人就会怎么样
？He says，
开门。
Those who have heard will open the door。
没有听见的人呢
？And those who haven't heard
就不会开门。
They don't know to open the door。
你注意看是单数的还是双数的
？So if you pay attention to look at see
中文看不出来要看英文。
To see the, is it plural or singular? So it's hard to tell in the Chinese Bible, but it's you can tell in the English version。
英文你注意你念念看二十节。
So in verse 20, we'll read it again.
注意听他的英文哈。
So pay attention to the singular or plural that's being used. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me.
单数还是复数
？Is it singular or plural?
单数什么意思
？What does it mean to be singular? It's just one.
哦，这下就麻烦了。
That's troublesome.
一大堆人坐在这里。
That's very troublesome because you have all these people sitting here.
只有一个人听见。
Only one person heard the knocking.
哎，这个倒很响。
That's quite loud.
对吧
？This is true.
所以这一段圣经
，So in this passage.
是跟什么有关系
？It's regard to what？
耳朵有关系。
It's regarding your hearing，
对吧
？Ability to hear。
他说
，He said，
开门之后有什么结果
？What happened after you open the door？
啊，我与他，他与我干嘛？啊，一同坐席。
And as to after he comes in, he will grant him to sit down, and dine together.
想想看，耶稣什么时候跟门徒吃最后一顿饭
？Think about this. When was the last time that Lord had dined with his disciples?
逾越节的晚上。
It's the night of the Passover before the Lord was about to go on the cross.
那一个桌子
at that table
是主设立的，对不对？
It's set up by the Lord.
那个桌子的主人是耶稣。
And the master at that table is Jesus.
他请门徒来与他一同吃逾越节的晚餐。
He invited the disciples to come and to dine at the Passover meal.
对不对？然后在那个晚餐上，他做了一件叫做新的事情。
And at that particular dinner, he did this a new thing.
就是他设立了饼与杯，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。有这件事吗
？And what he did was that he established the bread. And the cup, and so do this in remembrance of me. Do you remember this?
然后他说这个饼是什么意思？这个杯是什么意思
？And explain to them the meaning of the bread, the meaning of the cup.
他说了
，And he said,
我不再喝这个杯，只等到与你们喝新的日子。有没有
？And he said, I shall not drink from this cup until the day when I'm with you again, the new day.
Okay. 想想看
，Think about this.
主在这里为他所爱的门徒设立这个桌子。
The Lord set up, established this table for his disciples.
我们到今天都叫这个桌子叫做 Lord's table， 这叫主的桌子。
Even to today, we still call this the Lord's table.
这个地方就是我们与主一同坐席，对吧
？And this is the place where we sit and dine with our Lord.
以前有很多很多的桌子，那都是人的桌子。
And before there were many, many tables, and those tables were made by men.
只有这个桌子是主的桌子。
And only this table is the Lord's table.
这一顿宴席的主题是什么
？And the main theme of this dinner is
啊，跟其他的宴席都不一样的这个主题是什么
？Completely different from all the feasts and the dinners from before.
啊，我的身体，我的血，对不对？
And it's about his body and his blood.
请问
And let me ask you this.
我进到他那里去，他与我，我与他一同坐席，干嘛
？And this, 20. And so it says that I will come into him and will dine with him, and he is with me. What are we doing?
干嘛？
What are we doing?
吃喝主的身体吗？
And to eat and drink of the Lord's body.
因为主的身体就是他整个的丰富，要成为我们的供应。
And that's the meaning behind it is that it's for his body, the full abundance of his body shall become our provision.
对不对？整个今天我们在这个地上要为主做见证，我们整个的能源的来源是哪里啊？
So to be a testimony for our Lord on this earth right now, where do we get our strength from?
对，就是从主来的嘛。
It all comes from the Lord.
对不对？你如果没有与主来享受他的丰富，你怎么为耶稣做见证呢？
If you haven't enjoyed his abundance, how can you be a testimony?
听懂了没有？我们今天能够为主做见证，是因为我们里面被主的丰富充满了缘故嘛。
Today we're able to be a testimony for the Lord is because we ourselves were first filled by the Lord.
所以这叫与主同坐席嘛，享受他的丰富。
And that's what it means to be dined together with the Lord is to enjoy his abundance.
好了，现在的坐席我希望你们听懂了。
So I hope that you understand the meaning behind this.
我不知道我们是不是常常来到主的桌子面前来享受主的丰富。
I don't know if we often come to, we frequently come before the Lord's table to enjoy.
那谁会来呢？
So, but who will come?
听见什么？敲门的人。
It's those who have heard the knocking.
好了，那我现在说了。
So let me say this.
谁会开门？就是听见他声音的人，对不对？
So who are the ones will hear the knocking?
好，那我们现在读二十一节。
So now let's come to verse 21.
得胜的，我就要赐给他怎么样？在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, and I also overcome and sat down with my father on his throne.
哇，这个得胜高不高啊？
So this overcoming is quite prestigious.
高，他高到一个什么程度？
It's to a point that
这一群得胜的人
Those overcomers
要跟我一起怎么样？
That,
同坐宝座。
That they will sit with me on my throne.
所以我想，这是这个七个教会里面的得胜的最高的那个奖赏了。
So I think this is the highest reward for the overcomers in those seven churches. Is it true?
那我想他们这一定是在这三样东西上都付了。重大代价的人。
But I think these are the people who have paid a heavy price.
对吧？买了金子，
they purchased
买了衣服，
they
买了眼药。
The white garment, they also bought the eye salve.
对不对？
It's true.
总不是做了花轿抬进天堂的人吧？
So they're not the people who sits on these carriages going in.
听懂了没有？
You understand this?
如果你们还听不懂，我真是没辙了。
If you still don't understand it, I really
好，现在最后一句话。
And then so come to last passage.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这句话。
So this passage, this
讲了几次
？How many times were this said?
啊？你怎么知道七次
？Seven times. How do you know seven times?
因为他每一封信都讲一次。
Because every single one of these seven letters ends with this.
所以。你要知道，圣经里面每一次他的话重复的时候，就代表什么
？So you know, as you know that every time when the Bible repeats a certain message or repeats a certain word,
耶稣有的时候对他的门徒说：“我实在的告诉你们，有没有
？”For example, our Lord Jesus sometimes said, "We say to his disciples, 'Truly, truly, I say to you.'"
你多加了一个字。
The Lord says, "Truly, I say to you."
对。我实在的告诉你们
，Truly I say to you.
那就表示这句话很重要，对不对
？And it means that.
但是主耶稣还有的时候说。下面这句话
But then also there are times,
我实实在在的告诉你们
But there are also other times where he would say truly truly I say to you
加重再讲一次对吧
to repeat it truly
有没有啊
to emphasize
那就表示这个比刚刚讲的还要什么更重要
and to emphasize the fact that what's about to come is even more important than what was before
这是在圣经里面我们看见神说话的时候那个提醒我们的那个语句的语叫做语重心长那个重要性
So this is a pattern that we have seen the Lord in his books whenever he wants to emphasize something to us
好了那现在在最后七封信他讲七次那请问这句话怎么样
And so let me ask you this, that the fact that he repeated this seven times, every time at the end of each of these letters, what does that mean?
阁下认为如何?
What do you think?
啊?
What do you think?
没话说。
You're speechless.
这叫做非常非常
It means
非常非常的什么重要，对不对？
Very, 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 very important.
因为他讲七次。
Yes, he says seven times.
圣经里面很少有话讲七次的。
It's very rare that in the Bible where it repeats itself seven times, but it did here.
好了
，so
这句话我常常说是一句，照中国人的语法来说，是不太合文理的一句话。
So oftentimes, I oftentimes talk about this particular sentence in Chinese culture, in Chinese,
English is 一样的
or in terms of grammatically speaking, it's not quite logical.
现在十二点二十分钟。
It's not quite logical.
等一下要吃饭了，我今天没饭吃，要回家吃。那如果我说等一下要吃饭了，凡有嘴巴的都可以去吃饭。
So now it's getting to, close to 12:30. Let's pretend that we have lunch today. And if I say to you that all those who have a mouth, may you eat lunch.
你们都笑了，为什么？
You would laugh at me because.
为什么你笑？
Why would you?
凡有嘴巴的等一下都吃饭。
Why would you laugh at me saying that all those with a mouth go eat lunch?
道理何在？
Why are you laughing?
多余嘛。
It's very, it's because it's very simple. It's
我就说我们去吃饭就好了，不要说有嘴巴的废话，哪个人不是用嘴巴吃饭啊？
And because you're just saying something that's so obvious, because who doesn't use their mouth to eat?
对吗？
It's true.
这是很简单的一个文理，对不对？
It's just logic, basic logic.
可是这里呢，就是这样讲的。
But here, this is exactly how this is set, structured.
凡有耳的就应当听
says he who has an ear let him hear
不是跟凡有嘴的就去吃是同样好奇怪吗
isn't it on the same level of strangeness as saying those who has a mouth let him eat
摸出那个感觉没有
can you feel the difference feel the, can you understand the feeling behind this
这位面无表情我真的昏倒
I don't see much reaction in your face I'm kind of amazed puzzled by this
为什么圣灵这样说话
Why would the Holy Spirit say this?
中文不太看得出来
It's kind of hard to see this in, from the Chinese version
你来读读英文
So in the English version
注意听哈
In the English version, please pay attention He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches
有什么特色在这句话里头
What's so special about this?
你摸摸看几个耳朵
If youIf you feel your ears, how many ears do you have?
几个耳朵?
How many ears do you have?
单数复数?
Is it singular or plural?
啊? 复数.
It's plural.
好了。如果是复数,这句话应该怎么讲?
So if it's plural, then how should this particular sentence be structured?
啊?怎么讲?
What's the proper way of saying this?
He who has ears.
It should say he who has ears, plural.
才对的吧
so that would be the proper way that would be the correct way of saying this
但是他却不是这么说的
but that's not what he said
he who has an ear
so it's singular an ear
所以你就会发现这个话不是废话咯
so you discover that this is not saying nonsense this is not saying something that's obvious
主讲七次的话它是有个特定的对象的
So whenever the Lord says, when the Lord repeats something seven times, He has a specific audience for this.
是对某一种人说的。
He is talking to a specific kind of people.
什么人？
Who?
啊？
Who?
只有一个耳朵的人。
Those who only has an ear.
啊，听起来好笑啊。
It may seem funny.
但是他讲七次就不是随便讲的。
But he repeated this seven times, so this is not him just saying.
他讲这个东西都是有特定听众的。
So all his words have special, targeted audiences.
两个耳朵的都不是他讲话的对象。
So he's not talking to those who have two ears.
一个耳朵就对了。
So it's only to those who have.
只有一个耳朵的听见他在。
So that's the person who hears the knocking.
两耳朵通通听不见.
Those who have two ears, they can't hear.
看出来他妙处吗?
See this, how
你如果脸上表情, 大概你就是两个耳朵, 所以你根本一点表情都没有.
So if you have no expression on your face, you probably have two ears.
那我们要想想看, 什么叫一个耳朵?
So let's think about what it means to have an ear, one ear.
旧约里面讲过耳朵的事。
So in the Old Testament time, they talk about the matter of having an ear.
先是在出埃及记 21章吧。
In Exodus chapter 20.
那是讲完十诫之后,
so that's
摩西继续神对他讲的话。
And that's after Moses talked about the Ten Commandments. Lord God continued to speak to him.
他到21章, 特别讲到安息年。
And in chapter 21, they talk about the year of rest.
The sabbatical year.
We'll read from verse 2 to verse 6, Chinese verse and then English. So I'll start with verse 3. If he comes alone, he shall go out alone. If he is the husband of a wife, then his wife shall go out with him.
If his master... 不是，对不起，我要讲英文。 他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿子或女儿, 妻子和儿女要归主人, 他要独自出去。
Verse 5. But if the slave plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out as a free man.
干什么？And then verse 6. 所以这里讲到耳朵。
So here I talk about ear.
那么干嘛?
What's about?
他说你如果是个奴隶,
So you talk about if you're a slave,
你要服侍你的这个主人,
and you shall serve your master.
但是按照犹太人的律法,
According to the Israelites' laws,
你可以服侍他六年。
You can serve him for 6 years.
第七年就是安息年。
On the seventh year is the sabbatical year.
主人就要让这个奴隶走了。
The master shall free the slave.
这是法律规定的。
So this is according to the laws.
但是,
However,
如果这个奴隶,
if this slave
说我不愿意离开我的主人, 他对我很好。
And he said, I'm not willing to leave my master because he's good to me.
我愿意这一生都服侍他。
I'm willing to serve him for the rest of my life.
法律说可以。
So the law said, that's also allowed.
神就对摩西说, 你就告诉那个人把这个奴隶带到法官面前在那个城门口。
And so God told Moses to tell the people that then the master shall bring the slave to the gates of the city.
那做一个见证, 他要 这个第七年仍然服侍他的主人。
In the presence of the judge that the slave shall serve his master even on the seventh year.
而且永远服侍他。
And also serving him for the rest of his life.
那你就把这个奴隶的耳朵就放在那个门的框上, 拿个锥子, 蹦, 打一个洞。
And then you shall place the ear of the slave upon the door of the city and then use an awl to punch a hole through the ear.
这样就可以了。
And then it's done.
这就写在律法里头了。
So it's written in the laws.
对吧? 那我不知道犹太人是不是照着这个律法去做, 可能有可能没有, 有的人, 因为有奴隶嘛, 最好永远用一辈子, 但是律法不准, 只准那些六年。
I don't know if all the Israelites obey this, because obviously a lot of the master wish to use their slave for
所以打一个耳朵打一个洞的这一个奴隶, 从那一天起, 他有一个特别的名字, 圣经叫他。
And so from that day on, the slave who had his ear pierced have a special name, as says in the Bible.
跟其他的奴隶有点不一样。
He's a little bit different than the other slaves.
以前做奴隶是没有办法，因为我穷，我没有办法养生，我必须服侍人来赚一点生活费，让我能够活下去。
And before they serve because they have no other means to survive, to make a living, so they have to sell themselves so that they could make some money and to keep themselves alive.
但是我服侍六年，我的任务就完成了。
However, after you finish serving for 6 years, then your responsibility.
现在从第七年起，我愿意继续服侍他，只有一个理由。
So now, starting from the seventh year, if I'm still willing to serve the master, it's only for one reason.
不是律法的要求。
It's not because it's required by the law.
而是另外一个动机。
It's because it's another motivation.
什么动机呢
？And that is,
我爱我的主人，因为他爱我。
And that is, I love my master for he loves me.
所以从那一天起，他打了一个洞以后，这个奴隶就叫做爱奴。
And so from that day on, the slave who has his ear pierced, he has a name called
love
slave.
对，跟前面那个六年是不一样的味道。
So it's completely different from the slave that's for the previous 6 years.
以前是理所当然，因为我穷嘛，我服侍他。当然如此。
And before, during those 6 years, it's by the law because you're poor and so you're.
现在我可以不服侍他，但是我爱他，我愿意服侍他。
And now he has a choice that he could choose not to serve him, but yet he still chooses to serve him.
懂了吧？
And、
这就是姐妹戴耳朵、戴耳环的原因。
And this is the reason that sisters wear the earrings.
可能你不知道，你以为很美。
Probably you don't understand this. You might think that this is just pretty.
圣经的美不是注重这个美，而是注重心里面那个美。
Or in the Bible, it's not talking about physical beauty, but the beauty of the heart.
好了，有一个人懂。
So there's one person who
那个人写一篇诗篇，在诗篇42篇。
And so that person wrote
41篇，四十篇，对不起。
Psalm 40.
40, 40篇，四十篇。
Psalm 40.
第六节，诗篇四十篇第六节
，verse six, Psalm 40。
这个懂的人叫做大卫。
So the person who understood all of this, his name is David.
他说：“祭物和礼物你不喜悦。”
He says, "Sacrifice and meal offerings you have not desired."
你已经开通我的耳朵。
My ears you have opened.
你看希奇他这句话说祭物礼物你不喜悦你已经开通我耳朵他现在提到他耳朵跟祭物有什么关系呢
This is very strange if you look at this from the surface because he's talking about sacrifices and meals but then next he talked about his ears.
下面说燔祭赎罪祭非你所要
And then he said burnt offerings and sin offerings you have not required.
对不对那时我说看到我来了我的事已经记在经卷上我要侍奉照你的旨意去行
Then verse 7 he said Then I said Behold I come In the scroll of the book It is written of me
好他这里提到耳朵的事
So here he mentioned about the ear
中文圣经翻译你已经开通我耳朵英文不是这样翻译的
So in the Chinese it says You have already opened my ears So but the English version is different
我不知道你怎么翻译
The English says My ears you have opened
Open, 我这个版本 NIV 他是说啊 But my ears you have pierced 打一个洞
In the NIV version it says My ears you have pierced So a hole has been pierced through the
对吧开通好像你耳朵里面有个耳屎把它挖出来不是这个意思
meaning but if you hear open meaning the ear it could be something because there's some blockages in the ear so you take some earwax in there you take
这个不是这是打个洞在这里
so,
在这里打个洞的
that's not what it means here it means that you're actually making a hole piercing through
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
这叫一个耳朵
so it means this is what it means to have an ear
听到没有
You hear this?
打个洞，一面是表示你爱你的主人。
So to pierce your ear on one hand, it means that you love your master.
而且做奴隶对主人来讲最重要的一个美德是什么
？And also as a slave, the best characteristic of a slave to the master is
听话
is someone who's obedient.
听懂了没有
？You hear this?
这个人很难干。什么都会做，就是不听话。那你干不干？你用不用这种佣人呢
？If this slave is great, very talented, is great at anything except that he doesn't listen, do you dare to use this slave?
你怕吃辣，他今天晚上就是炒一个辣菜给你吃。
You say you don't like hot, spicy food, and tonight he'll make spicy food.
这个好啊，这个味道是成都味啊。
Yeah, this is very authentic, spicy food, but
So
it's not that the slave do what the slave wants, but rather that the slave does what the master wants.
所以大卫懂这个心。
So David understands this heart.
大卫说，其实燔祭啊，什么礼物啊，对你来讲根本无所谓的。
So he said that he understands it. So that's why he says offerings you do not care about.
你只要的是什么？
What you wanted is
能够听话的耳朵，
is to have an ear who hears.
所以大卫说，
and so David said,
你把我的耳朵怎么样？ 打个洞。
And so he said that you have pierced my ears.
这个叫做爱奴。
And so this is the meaning of love slave.
主这七封信是对谁说的？
And so these seven letters that the Lord had written, who is it targeted to?
对爱奴说的。
He's written these letters to his love slave.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
这七封信，
So these seven letters
是爱的主 对他的教会，对他的妻子说话。
So it's this loving Lord's words for his church to his bride.
这是七封情书。
So these are actually seven love letters.
谁读得懂呢？
Who could understand these letters?
有情人。
Those who are in love.
没有情的读了一点无动于衷。
Those who are not in love, they after reading this book, they will have no reaction.
我不知道你把你的耳朵叫主打了洞没有。
I don't know if you have asked the Lord to pierce your ears.
打了洞你就听见。 And
if you have pierced your ears, then you can hear this.
因为他要的是这种人。
For he is, that's exactly the kind of person he's looking for. Let's pray and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你到今天仍然向每一个你爱的儿女说话。
You continue to speak to every one of your children whom you love.
你要为你的妻，你要为你的儿子耶稣基督找一个配偶。
You want to find the proper spouse for your son or Jesus.
主，今天我们都是他用宝血买赎回来的，应该做他配偶的人。
And today we are all people who have been purchased by his precious blood and should become his spouse.
但是很可惜，我们这些应该可以做童女来爱主的人，但是我们常常爱的是自己。
But sadly, today those who are us who should have been the bride and love the Lord full-heartedly, today we do not.
你叫我们悔改。
And so you ask us to
说, 但愿我们听见你的声音, 我们愿意向你悔改。
May we hear your voice and begin to repent.
我们不知道剩下的岁月还有几年, 或者还有几天。
And we don't know how many years we have left or how many days.
但是主, 我们愿意一件事,
but however, we have this one hope.
就是在你还没有回来之前,
and that is before your return.
我们能够好好的来爱你。
And we can truly love you.
在爱的功课上, 主啊, 我们有很多要学习的。
And there are so many lessons we shall learn on this matter of love.
起码今天我们听见你的话,
so today at least we hear your words.
我们愿意把我们耳朵交给你,
and we're all willing to turn our ears to you.
让我们的心对你说,
may our hearts speak to you.
你爱我们这么深,
and say, you love us so much.
我们应该做你的奴仆,
we should be your slaves.
但是今天我们服侍你不是应该如此,
but however today we are serving you not because this is so.
而是我们心甘情愿地爱你,
but it's because we love you.
我们一生都来服侍你,
and so therefore we shall serve you for the rest of our
lives. 求你得着这样的爱情在你所爱的这些众儿女们中间。
May you receive this love from your children.
好叫你的旨意可以行在地上，行在我们中间，好像行在天上一样。
So that may your will be done on earth among us as it is among heaven.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.